We're about two lines from the bottom and three lines from the bottom, Dalam and Aleph. We're going to start from Ein Sholem Hashem. We're going to get to our next Mishnah today, hopefully, the top of Hey and Aleph. That's our game plan today, if we can get there. The Mishnah, if you remember, take a quick peek back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a whole big discussion of when you mention Gvuros Kishamim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, you know, should you say it at the beginning of Sukkot or at the end of Sukkot only? That it threw in one line, it says, Ein Sholem Hashem, Ela Samach Kishamim. We only request, again, not mention, but request. Now, what does request refer to? It refers to the bracha of Vesein Tal U'mata Levracha, the middle of the Shemot Esrei. Maskirin refers to Mashi Baruch Merida Geshem, and Sholin refers to Vesein Tal U'mata Levracha. So here the Gemara, that Mishnah right now is saying, that we only start to ask for Geshamim near the time when Geshamim are supposed to be, supposed to come. So the Gemara right now wants to know, Savrua. Like right now, is making an assumption. Savru, we're assuming sheila vaskara chad milsehi, that requesting and mentioning are the same thing, which means when it says you should start requesting for geshamim near the right zman, we assume that that person meant that you also should start mentioning geshamim by the right zman. Mantana. So who's the author who would say that you should wait until it's a zman to receive rain until you actually start mentioning it and asking for it? So I'm a Rava. Rava says, Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua. We saw Rabbi Yeshua yesterday. We mentioned before it's Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir. We quoted him yesterday. Rabbi Yeshua over here. Rabbi Yeshua, he, the Amar, Mishas Harachaso. Rabbi Yeshua said that you start saying, Sholin, which is Seita Matla Bracha, as well as Maskirin, Mashi Ruchim Negashim, Mishas HaNachasso, which means from the time when you put down the lulav of the last day. And Rashi over here explains it means on the eighth day. I mean, finally, when you finish all the days of Sukkot until the last day, which is now Shmi Atzeres, Simchas Torah. So then you should start saying, requesting and saying. Amen. Okay. What? Take some water, please.
Someone needs some orange juice today.
No, maybe I got orange juice. I got orange juice. What? I thought we were going to be matching.
I'm going to go get orange juice right now. I'm motivated.
Got orange juice.
I got it for you.
See? There you go. Okay, get out of here. Okay, no, good. Give me water, please. Thank you. Okay, anyways.
Kids, baby, what? Yes. I came a stinkle late. What line are we at?
We just started. We're in the right now. The second to last line, Dalet. Real question.
I 1 second before he does. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did my granddaughter not say good morning to me?
Ooh. She thought you're so young looking. You look like one of my students.
Got it. I'm covered with that one. Use that one for
Uriel.
Is it assumed that Rabbi Yeshua, he also says that we should stop saying Mashiach at the time when it's not rainy season?
We'll get to that. Good question. We'll get to that very soon. Excellent question. We'll get to that in this Gemara. Very good. Okay, we got the water coming. You guys got a poppy.
No OJ. Cheers, boys. Gabe? Atari? Hi, Atari, thank you for the oranges. Appreciate it.
How are you? I'm one of the new Rebbeim at Torah Traga.
Yeah.
Hi, Rev Poppy.
Rev Poppy, very good.
Yeah. How are you? And again, how are you? Cake.
Okay, anyways, says the...
Came up a lot in Soto.
What's that?
I'm joking. Rough puppy.
Okay, says the Gemara. Armalei, again, so we see Rabbi Yeshua right now. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who would hold that samuch l'gishamim, you start to ask and you start to mention. Because he holds that only when you finish putting the lulav down. I'm not going to get too deep over here, but Rashi over here, even though Rashi over here says that Rashi earlier didn't seem to say the same thing exactly, Rashi over here sounds like he's saying that after the seventh day, which means on the eighth day, or the first day of Yom Tov Achron, is when you start both mentioning and when it's over as well, asking for rain. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, not so fast. Afilu tem Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah could be like Rabbi Eliezer as well. Rabbi Eliezer said, you start mentioning the very first day of Sukkot. So how can Mishnah be Rabbi Eliezer when it says over here, you're sholin samach l'gishamim? Because she'el l'chud v'azkar l'chud. L'chud means separate. Asking is one thing and mentioning is something else. You can mention it earlier and only ask for it when it's the right time for it. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer could also be the author of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, again, the line of the Mishnah was that Ein Shol Nesegsham El Samach L'Gsham, you only should ask for rain near the rain time. Yeah, that's when it comes to asking for rain. When it comes to mentioning the power of Hashem, that he gives rain, that can be even earlier. So even Rabbi Eliezer, who says you mentioned the beginning of Sukkot, could even hold that you only start asking at the end of Sukkot.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Isn't this, aren't we trying to prove who holds that asking and mentioning is the same thing? So wouldn't this be a rejection? Like,
we assume, because we made an assumption. Savru, we assume asking and mentioning is the same thing. And therefore, we want to know who's the author of the Mishnah. Now we're saying that you made an assumption. An assumption might be wrong. Right? You made an assumption, but you Savru, I mean, you thought, but maybe you're wrong. Yeah.
But the is it good according to Rabbi Yeshua or not good according to Rabbi Yeshua?
Yeshua's fine. Assuming it's the same thing, he's fine. But Rabbi Lezer could also be the author because it could not be the same thing as well. Yes, Atara, do you have a question?
Got it.
I don't know, they're with mommy somewhere. You can call mommy. Okay, Uriel, you had a question, Uriel? No. Okay. You can down for you. Those who have a different version of our discussion, very similar ending with a different version. Lema, let us suggest Rabbi Yeshua. Again, we're not as confident. We're saying, Lema, maybe Rabbi Yeshua he is the author of the Mishnah. The Amar Bishas and Achasa, because Rabbi Yeshua would hold that when you put it down is when you start to mention. And also the Mishnah said you start to ask when it's the right time, which also is when you put it down. Amar Rav says back, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. You can even say Rabbi Eliezer is the author of the Mishnah. Sheila Lechud Oskar Lechud. Again, Sheila is separate. Mentioning is separate. All we had differently on Nikita Amri was whether we were very confident, we made a Savruha in the beginning, or whether we were just kind of suggesting. That's only, otherwise, it's the same exact thing. Either one could be the author of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua would be the author if we assume that Sheila and Haskar were the same. And Rabbi Eliezer would be the author if we assume that mentioning and requesting could happen at different times as well.
Because the Ami is more strict, like more like we believe, like whatever.
More, I'd say more like up in the air, a little more up in the air. We're not as confident.
Surah is like, so, okay, so
that's really the rule means we were making an assumption, which Yidami wasn't necessarily making. Okay. Next part of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, lifnei ha'tevar. Yehuda mentioned, if you remember the Mishnah, he mentioned that the person who davens Musaf during Sukkot, he starts saying, Mashiach Rabbi Yashim. The one who davens Musaf on Pesach, the first day of Yaktif, stops saying it. Vriminu. We see right now we have a following question. We said Rabbi Yehuda holds up till now the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda held in the Mishnah that you stop saying Mashiach Rabbi Yashim at the Musaf of the first day of Sukkot. Well, now we're going to see, Pesach. Remember, we have a contradiction. Ad Masai Shol Nesham, when do you, up to where do you request? This mission over here is the next Amud. Now, Haman Aleph is this mission recording right now. When do you request Gesham until Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shavuar Pesach, until Pesach finishes? Which means you're mentioning, you're requesting Gishamim all the way through to the end of Pesach. That's the Reminu part of the Mishnah. Because Mishnah said before, you stop mentioning it the beginning part of Pesach, not the end. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ach Yavor Nisan. You say the entire Nisan you request rain. So we have a question. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe you could have guessed the question to answer yourself. Am Rav Chizda, lo kasha. Kan l'shol, kan l'hasker. Depends. Mentioning or requesting? Again, Mishnah Dav Hevan Aleph said, until when are you going to request it? And Dav Bezman Aleph says, when are you going to mention it until? So therefore, we can now deduce and say, Mishol Shoyel V'Azil. When it comes to Mishol, when it comes to Mishoel, requesting the rain, that you ask and you continue to ask through all of Pesach. But Lahazkir, when it comes to only mentioning rain, Yom Tov Rishon Pasuk, you stop Yom Tov Rishon. Now, that line is a very hard line to swallow. Amar Ula. Ula says, Had Rav Chizda, this Rav Chizda answer, Kashya Kechomis Hashinayim, A little smack talk, a little Gemara smack talk. That shot is as painful to me as vinegar to my teeth and smoke to my eyes. That's a bad shot, says Ula to Rav Chizda. Why?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It should be because it should be the other way around, right? That's the problem.
What do you mean?
Meaning, really, I thought it would say that we would only we'd stop asking the first step and mention it through.
Excellent. Excellent. Why do you say that, Aaron?
Because we would think they'd stop at Pesach, because the guy at Shacharis, at Musaf wouldn't say it, so So we assume that's the first day.
Now, yeah, we know for sure which one is mentioning, which one is asking. Because if you look in the Mishnah, our Mishnah on the Beis and Aleph says mentioning. On Ham and Aleph says asking. So it's very hard to say that switch the orders around. The Mishnah says otherwise. The Mishnah calls the first one mentioning, which stops the beginning of Pesach. And the second one, it calls it asking, which is at the end of Pesach.
Yeah, it also says in the Mishnah. It also says in the Mishnah that you shouldn't ask for Geshem until you're samach to the until the rainy season.
Correct. That sounds like really more when you start. It sounds like, but you're right. It does say that. It does say that. So what's the answer instead? So or Ula, Hadar of Chizda Kashi, Chomis Shnayim V'Tzon Leinayim. It's as painful to me as vinegar in my teeth, smoke in my eyes. And now it tells you why he's bothered by that. Uma b'makum she'enu shoel mazkir. In a place when I don't ask, I already mentioned. Meaning, we mentioned before we start asking according to everybody. Think about it. We start doing it on the holiday itself. There is no request on the holiday. So first day of Yontif, or the last day of Yontif, whenever you start mentioning Mashrek and Regeshem, you never say the same Talamatr in that bracha yet. So you start mentioning before you ever start asking. That's allowed. You can mention before you start asking. But therefore, Makom Shol, wherever you ask, of course you should be mentioning. Meaning mentioning comes before asking even comes. So whenever you ask, you certainly should be mentioning as well. And therefore, it suggests that we stop asking on Yom Tov Rishon. Sorry, we stop mentioning Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. But we continue to ask to the end of Pesach. That sounds a little backwards. So rather, El Amar Ula says that can't be the shot, Rav Chizda said. What's the answer? Trade tonight, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, I like this answer, but we give it sometimes because we don't have a choice sometimes. There are two different Tanaim who were saying what Rabbi Yehuda held. One was wrong. Two Rabbi Yehuda's students were quoting Rabbi Yehuda, their Rebbe, and one said, you stop at the beginning of Pesach, and one said, you stop at the end of Pesach, and then one was misquoted, one was wrong. We don't know which one is necessary right now, but that's how to understand the seeming contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda's one person. He wouldn't make a contradiction like that to himself. Must be someone quoted him wrong. That's one shot. We don't like that shot if we can avoid it, but we may not be able to avoid it right now. We're going to try to avoid it if we can, though. So let's see Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, don't say that. Rav Yosef Amar, my Ad Shavar Pesach. What does it mean when it says, until Pesach finishes? Ad Shavar Shlech Tzibor Rishon Hayor B'Yom Tov Rishon Tov Pesach. He finagles. Finagles the words. What does it mean, until Pesach finishes? It means, until the Shlech Tzibor of Shacharis on the first day finishes. So now we have consistency. You stop mentioning and you stop asking when the Shliach Tzibur of the first day of Shacharis finishes. Now why can't you not say that? I'll look at the next line, but you can tell me yourself. You probably can get it yourself, maybe. Why can you not say that?
It says you're supposed to mention it in Shacharis.
Okay, we're saying you do.
Because it's Musaf.
What's that?
It didn't say you're supposed to mention it in Musaf.
No, you're supposed to not say it.
Stop. Yeah. Why can't you not say this din? That what we said by asking and mentioning is the same psak. That one of that, both of them, you stop after Shacharis on the first day of Yom Tov. The reason why, look over here in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, it can't be. Amale Abaye, Sheila B'Yom Tov Mi'ika. There is no Sheila B'Yom Tov. You don't daven B'Sei Talamach L'Bracha on Yom Tov itself. Which means, don't tell me you stop after the Baal Shacharis says it. There is no Baal Shacharis on Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach saying the same Talamat Levracha. We don't say that part of davening in Yontif. We don't say Bakasha in Yontif. So that can't be the right Pesach. So that makes no sense. So rather, Amar Lei in. He says, no, there is. This is Yosef talking about it. No, there is a mention, a request you could say Yom Tov Rishon. How? In Shoel Maturgamon. The Maturgamon would be the one who's Shoel. Maturgamon was the one. We had it also, remember you had it in Sota, the one who translated and would say over some of the Kriyas of Torah. He would explain it. And over here, Rashi explains, this same Maturgman who would explain Kriyas of Torah would also sometimes make brachas. He would say like a tefillah. Actually, we have now in shuls in Israel, maybe in America as well, sometimes you have a person, before you start leaning, who gives a special tefillah to the tzibur who doesn't talk during davening. They should get certain brachas. So he would give a special tefillah of asking for rain before he started the Kriyas Torah. And before I get to Ranan's question, one second, let me finish the last time tomorrow, then I'll get to Ranan's question. V'chi Maturgamon Shoel Davar She'enu Tzarech L'Tzibur? What do you mean? The Maturgamon shouldn't make that ask in the middle of Shemona Esrei, or right before you have the leaning? The tzibur doesn't want it now. It's not zman. We stopped mentioning it because it's not the right zman anymore. Why would he make a request when it's no longer the right time for it anymore? Rather, ela b'chavurta ki de'ula. It's clear what Ula suggested is the right answer to go. B'chavurta means it's clear. It's clear that the psak we should tell of you over here is like Ula. And Ula said earlier that there were two of Rabbi Yehuda's opinions recorded by two of his talmidim, one correctly, one incorrectly. We don't know which is which, but there are two opinions recorded by Rabbi Yehuda. That's how we like right now. Yeah, right now. What's the question?
Can you explain again why Rabbi Yosef's reasoning didn't work?
Yes. What are we going to say? Hold. He holds, when do you stop? He holds, both you stop mentioning and you stop asking the same day or the same part of davening. You start mentioning and asking both after the shacharis on Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, meaning the shacharis guy is still asking and mentioning, and the Muslim guy is not asking and mentioning. Well, if you open up your machzor right now to Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, you will not find a bracha there where you can ask requests. Because in Yom Tov and on Shabbos, we don't have bakasha. So the bracha of a saying Talamat of the bracha isn't recited on Yom Tov. And therefore, don't tell me you stop after shacharis before Musaf asking, because you don't ask anything at all on Yom Tov itself. You hear that, Renan? Yeah, Uriel, what do you say, Uriel?
Yeah, but the problem with saying that is that we say Tefillas Tal and Tefillas Geshem on Yontif, and that sort of signifies the end of saying one and the beginning of saying another one, even though we don't actually start saying it on Yontif. So,
no, we say Masrach Megeshem, we mention Masrach Megeshem, we mention Tal, we don't ask for it yet.
What's the point of mentioning it at that point?
Well, so we'll get to that point soon. It's a good question. We'll get to that.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Speaking about like saying a bracha during Shmona Esrei, I assume the answer is no to this, but last night during Marv, there was like rain just start coming out of nowhere, and of course, like we heard thunder. So, are we allowed to say the bracha Shukach Rosh Malat during
Shmona Esrei? Not during Esrei.
Are you allowed to say it after though? Even if you heard it, let's say 3 or 4 minutes before.
That's an excellent question. When is the what is the time limit? I don't know. It could be that after that point in time.
Maybe you can't say it
ready. Good question. I'll look it up for you. Good question. Yeah, Gabe.
So for this, what we just said, I still get why do we need to have the mentioning and the asking being on the same day? Like, what? Why do you say
doesn't
that
have to be? Doesn't have to be. But the Gemara right now is suggesting. We know that when you stop mentioning, we know when you stop asking. We two Mishnayos. One when you stop mentioning, we stop asking. It sounds like in the Mishnah, the simple pshat of the Mishnah is that the mentioning stops before the asking stops, which seems bizarre to us. It seems backwards to us.
They start at the same time, though?
What's that?
When do they both start again? We already said that.
We say the mentioning stops, according to the Mishnah that we had, after the chakras of the first day of Pesach. But we said the asking stops, this is all Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. The asking stops, we said, at the end of Pesach. We said, how could that be? We said it can't be. It's impossible. It must be two different people, according to Yehuda, one correct, one incorrect. We're saying 1 second, not so fast. Maybe I can get a shot. Maybe a shot would be that, mentioning goes after, mentioning ends and asking goes on. We said that doesn't make sense at all. That's like vinegar to my teeth. We said maybe it means the
why?
End of
why does that work?
End of the first guy davening on Pesach. What's that, Gabe?
Wait, why wouldn't that work? Why is that vinegar to your teeth?
Because we start mentioning before we start asking. It doesn't make sense to continue asking when you already stop mentioning. If anything, you mention before you ask. You don't ask after you finish mentioning.
Oh, fine. So we start mentioning before we're going to ask. So if so, then we either stop at the same time or mentioning would continue.
Exactly. On. Correct. Exactly. Okay. Back in the Gemara. We're not done yet. We're still going to stop. Yeah, Dan, what'd you say?
I thought it was both. And also the fact that there's no bakasha on Yom Tov.
That's how we know the can't be the pshat is that we go till the first day of Chag and it's not in the middle. That's what pshat.
But that's not the vinegar. That's not the vinegar. It's the teeth part. No,
that's an extra interview. Correct. Yeah, Dad.
Why is it so unexpected that you stop mentioning and then you ask? I went through the mentioning to get everybody souped up for it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And now I'm asking for it. Remember I mentioned to you before I mentioned to you? Well, now I want it done. So now I'm asking. So it's not as if one precludes the other. Why can't it be a sequence? I started. I finished. I'm starting. I mentioned it, so we're all keyed up. We got to remember that. I'm not going to mention anymore because we all remember that from before. Now I'm asking because it's the time to ask.
Good question.
Why is that a problem?
There's two answers to give. One answer is what the Gemara says. I'll give you a second answer because you're my father and I love you very much.
Thank you.
The answer the Gemara gives.
Rabbi, let's forget the Gemara part. Let's talk. All right, forget it. Go ahead.
The answer the Gemara gives about 20 minutes. It's like. The answer the Gemara gives is that since we've seen already a starting request before a mention before you ever started asking, we assume that will always be, meaning you always will have a mentioning even when there's no asking. You'll never have the other way around. That's what's assumed. Like Lahav, I'll give you an example, Lahav deal. It's not the same thing, but an example. You put your tefillin shal yad on, or your tefillin shal rosh on, but you take tefillin shal rosh off, or you take tefillin shal yad off. I mean, there's never a time when your rosh is on that your yad's on. Your yad starts it, therefore your yad is always going to be there when the rosh has it. That's just one answer he gives. The answer I'll share with you, my own answer, because I love you very much, and I want to tell you more ideas, is that if you think about it, when I mention something, I'm mentioning it out of praise. It's in my shevach. I'm praising God. We say you shouldn't praise God if it's not right to have right now. But if you should still be asking for it, meaning it should be good for now, you certainly should be praising God about it while you're doing that. Meaning, again, I don't want to praise God for bringing rain if I don't want the rain right now. But if I want the rain, I'm asking for it still, I certainly should be praising God while I'm asking for it at the same time. That's the answer I would give you. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara further, so we're back to our thought that maybe really the din is like the opinion of Ula, that it's really two different Rebbeim quoting their Rebbe, one correctly and one maybe less correctly. Okay. Rabba Omar, I don't want to say that says Rabba. I want to try to fit another shot. I don't want to say two different Rebbeim quoting their father, their Rebbe wrong. My Ad Sha'ar Pesach, what does it mean when it says until Pesach ends? Doesn't mean the Chag of Pesach. It means Ad Sha'avur Zman Shchitas HaPesach. I mean, you should stop saying it when Zman of Korban Pesach ends. When does Zman Korban Pesach end? It ends Chatzot of the prior day before a Chag starts. I mean, you Shech Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach. You should stop saying the She'ela should be at the end of Pesach, not the end of the holiday of Pesach, the end of Korban Pesach. And now we have what Daniel said earlier, which is, look back at the Gemara, U'tchilaso kein sofo. The way we started is how we end, which means only with mentioning, not with asking. Matzchilaso mazkir al pisha eino show. Just like in the beginning, we started asking, started mentioning before we started asking. Av sofo, so to in the end, mazkir al pisha eino show. We also mention even though there's no more asking. We stopped asking erev Pesach. We continue mentioning it until after the Baal Shachris on the first day of Pesach. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, one second. Amale Abaye. Abaye says, now, I don't like that shot. Why? Bishlam etchilaso mazkir does kara nami ritzui. Nami ritzui she'ilahi. This goes back to what my father said a little bit, which is, it makes sense in the beginning to mention before you start asking, because when you're mentioning it, you start kind of warming it up, right? Because mentioning is like getting in the ritzui she'ila. It's the appeasing of the request. You start off, you start to mention, and boom, next thing you know, you're requesting. So I'm mentioning as a lead-in to my request. That makes sense. Ela sofo, but if at the end, when I already stopped requesting, my ritzui she'ila ika, what is the like the building up for the request? The request already finished. Meaning the mentioning part of it, as my father suggested, is like it's a build-up. You mention to start to ask. So I mention first, kind of warm it up, and then I start to ask for it. Once I'm already stopping to ask for it, then mentioning it seems weird, seems inappropriate, if it's not eventually followed by an ask. Yeah, Daniel, what do you got?
I feel like that question is more of, why does it overlap at all? Meaning we should just do the mazkir and then stop and then do the shelo. I feel like that's really the question.
No, because mazkir appropriately, kind of even before you start to ask, and even in the tefillah, it comes before you even ask in the tefillah. Meaning, you mentioned you praise God in the first, in the second bracha of Mazrach Amir Geshem, and then you say later on davening that same bracha also. So it's like a build-up to that bracha, to that request. But once you stop the request, it's weird to ask, to mention.
There's no other build-up, though. I mean, it's only about Geshem. Like, there's no other build-up for any other bracha. Why do we have?
Because nothing else fluctuates in the middle of the year. It's always, the whole thing is always going the whole way through. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got for me, Aaron?
So we're trying to like finagle our way out of Rabbi Shua saying that like it's when you put down, but we're saying we stop saying when, like at Mishas Han Chaso, is it we're talking about?
No, I'm not, that's not our conversation at all. We're done with that. That's Rabbi Yeshua. That's a different discussion. That's when you start mentioning Mazur Gashem. We're not talking about when you end mentioning it. There's not Rabbi Yeshua at all. Rabbi Yeshua's finished.
All right, fine.
Yehuda.
So
Yehuda's quoted. two separate, one are mentioned by us, one mentioned Avhei, about when you finish the mentioning or you finish the asking.
So, but wouldn't the asking always have to be before the chag started?
Well, why?
Because, like we said, we don't say it. We don't.
No, but I say during Chol Hamoed. In theory. Right, because they just
not for Shabbos. So the two opinions that he gave is one is at when we fully stop and we put down and we fully stop at the end, right? And what was the other one?
Is that we stop after the first? Again, we stop mentioning. We stop mentioning. Yeah. The first one's about mentioning. We stop mentioning after the Baal Shachris first day Yontif and Pesach, and The second thing we talk about is we stop asking. What sounds like we stop asking after Pesach ends.
Okay, fine.
Okay. And the Gemara concludes, again, we say it must be like Ula. It's clear that Ula's shot is the one that makes most sense. With this Mishnah Daf Beis, Mishnah Daf Hey, they seem to contradict each other regarding where Yehuda holds when you should stop mentioning when you stop asking. And we say, you're right, contradiction. It's Talmidim Rabbi Yehuda quoting him one correctly and one incorrectly. And that's how the Gemara leaves it. Amr of Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. We possibly Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a head scratcher because which Rabbi Yehuda? Which are Yehuda Pasla? We just have two Rabbi Yehudas. Which one? So Rashi tells the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah about Bezim and Aleph. We pass on the Rabbi Yehuda Bezim and Aleph. By the way, so what we do today is we stop mentioning and we stop asking at the first day of Pesach after Shachar, between Shachar and Musaf. Again, we didn't ask anything anyways because we haven't been asking since the Yontif started. We stop asking and mentioning. We don't ask or mention from that point forward. Okay. I'm going to Rizela Rav Asi. Rav Asi now asks our questions to Rav Asi. Rav Asi just quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, which means we stop mentioning, we stop asking on the first day of Sukkot. Now, sorry, Pesach. But we also, what else did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? When do you start mentioning, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? When do you start mentioning?
The
second day or something?
No.
According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah?
First day of Musaf.
Last day of Yehuda.
Last day
of Yontif, Musaf time, right? Well, here says, now if you pass the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you pass like both Rabbi Yehudas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, we said when you start and when you stop. The Gemara over here, I'm going to be Zerler Basi. We have Yochanan Halkir. Who says the Yochanan holds Rabbi Yehuda? Vata, we learned in the Mishnah. B'shlosh Shem B'Rach Cheshvan, Shonos Lekashamim. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer B'Shibabo. There's a Machlokas in the Mishnah again later on, Daf Yud. When do we? Oh, I got 10-minute warning. My gosh, this never happens in this Amud Yomi piece. Okay, we got to finish in 10 minutes, and then we got to stop no matter what. When does Rabbi Yochanan, or we'll go a little further? When does Rabbi Yochanan say that we? When do we say that we stop? Asking for rain. We start asking for rain. My focus in the Mishnah. We quoted two opinions. Either the third of Cheshvan, which is about 2 weeks after Sukkot ends. Or the seventh of Cheshvan, which is like 2.5 weeks after Sukkot ends. We'll see later on why those are the opinions. And our Blazer Paskins, Halachic Rabbi Gamliel. We hold the Rabbi Gamliel, who says the seventh of Cheshvan is when we start asking. So new, how could Rabbi Yochanan take Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amrle Gavra Agavra Karamis? You're asking me a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Elazar passed Rabbi Gamliel, they're two different people. Meaning, it's like when Rabbi Yochanan passed Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yochanan feels. Rabbi Elazar passed Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Elazar feels. Why are you asking me a kasha? Because he holds differently than I do. That's not a kasha on me. It's a machloket. It's not a kasha. And therefore, gavra agavra, man to man, a man opinion, another man's opinion. Karamas, you're asking a stira. You can ask me a question, but you can't call that a contradiction. I have my opinion. It's his opinion. Shalom Yisrael. Move on. That's answer number one we give. Ebaisim, or if you want, you can give a different answer. Lo kasha. It's not a question. Why? Kan lishol kan lahazkir. One of them was talking about when you start to mention. One is when you start to ask. And by the way, that's what we do. We mention and we ask. We start different times. We start mentioning, as we have over here, we start mentioning on the last day of Sukkot, or between the Teres Simchas Torah, right? Between the Mincha and the Ma'ariv, between the Shachar and the Musaf. And we only start requesting Beit HaMatzah Bracha in Eretz Yisrael, at least, on the 7th of Cheshvan. That's what we do. You in America do something different. You start asking December 4th, But it's the autumnal equinox. Whatever that means. Anyways, back in the Gemara. Another trouble we have here. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'makom sheshoel mazkir." Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere that where you ask is where you also mention, and therefore, don't tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds that you start different days of asking, mentioning. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Where you ask, you always mention." Mar says, "No, who loves suck idmar? That means stopping. When you stop to ask, you stop to mention. That part's true. But when you start, you can have a mazkir without a shoel." You can't have a show without a mazkir, but you can have a mazkir without a show. Okay. Lav sukkah itmar. That's what it was talking about. Havsukkah. I have a Yochanan. Hitchil laskir mazkir lishol. Posik milishol. Posik milhaskir. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that. Yochanan says clearly that you start together mentioning and asking, and you end together mentioning and asking. So how can you tell me that it's one's asking and one is mentioning? Now we have a real problem. Rabbi Yochanan now, asking like our Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that you start to mention the last day of Sukkot by Musaf. But Rabbi Yochanan also seems to suggest right now, we're suggesting maybe, that he holds you go until the 7th of Cheshvan. So what's the Psak? Lokasha halan v'halahu. One is to us in Bavel, and one is to them in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? It means in Bavel, they would ask longer. Meaning, they would ask later, and in Eretz they would ask earlier. Now, why? Because the time of collecting the crops, like apparently Rashi points us down, in Bavel they would collect the crops already earlier on. Sorry, in Eretz Yisrael they would collect the crops earlier on, and therefore by the time Sukkot ends, there's no more crops in the field. The crop season has been harvested, and therefore you can now ask for rain. But in Chutz Laaretz, in Bavel, they would collect the crops later. In which case, they don't want the rain to come yet. They wanted first to collect before they plant, and then the rain to come only after they collected. That's why they would ask later. So we have a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. That's one shot that we give over here. So 1 second. My shnolody done. Why is it different for us in Bavel? The Islam peri bedibra. We have our fruit still in the field. Dibra means the sadeh in the field. The tsunami, they also, in Eretz Yisrael, should also not want to have rain yet. Not because of the fruit, but the Islam or their golem. They have people who have just made the trek to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash. And therefore, that's why they shouldn't want rain to come right away either. They shouldn't start mentioning it right after Chag. There are people who are going to be traveling back from the base of Mikdash area back home. They're going to get hit in the downpour if you ask for it then. You don't want it then. So they also should not start mentioning it right at the end of Chag either. Gemara says, you're right. So says Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said his din. Of starting to mention already at the end of Sukkot time, Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash, sorry, to ask at the end of Sukkot time, Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. When do you start requesting it so as early you start mentioning and requesting the last part of the Chag of Sukkot? There's no Beis Hamikdash around. Therefore, there's no Aliyah the Regel anymore. And therefore, you can start to have rainfall right afterwards because the harvest already happened. There's no Beis Hamikdash, no Aliyah the Regel anymore. And therefore, the rainfall, you can start to mention and to request right when Sukkot ends. And the Gemara now says, "Hash the Asalachi." Once we've come to this, we've got to this, we've arrived at this point to say difference between Beis Hamikdash ending, Beis Hamikdash being here and not being here. Then have a holiday too. I don't have to say now Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael. It's all Eretz Yisrael. Both, according to the opinion we said, start mentioning the 7th of Cheshvan, or start requesting and mentioning right away when Sukkot ends, or start mentioning the 7th of Cheshvan. It's all dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. And the old question is, Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash Kayem. Therefore, you would mention it only in Zion Cheshvan. Sorry, look at you. Kam Beis Hamikdash Kayem. Kayem. Kam Zion Cheshvan. When Beis Hamikdash was not around, we would start mentioning and requesting the same day, which is the end of Sukkot. And if it wasn't Kayem, then there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore. Sorry, there wasn't Beis Hamikdash, then we would only start to ask for it on the 7th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you start asking and mentioning the same day, so I guess you would push off the mentioning also to the 7th of Cheshvan. Psak we have nowadays, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is we start mentioning it right when the Chag ends, meaning the Musaf of the last day of Chag, and we only start requesting it on the 7th of Cheshvan. So we don't do like Rabbi Yochanan, we don't keep the mentioning and requesting the same days, we have mentioning before requesting.
Where did we get
also,
the 7th?
Also, we did not change our opinion. Basically, it's not here anymore. We still kept the opinion of of only going and starting on the seventh of Cheshvan. Yeah, Aaron.
Where did we get the seventh from?
Seventh of Cheshvan. Why do we start with that? We're going to see that in Gemara Daf Yud. We'll see that later on.
So we start on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan and we end on what now?
We end, as we saw earlier, the last day of the first day of Pesach.
First day of Pesach, which is going to not Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, there's no man. Both Rabbi Yehuda holds that we stop the first day of Pesach. How we paskin? There were two Rabbi Yehudas. We paskin that Rabbi Yehuda.
I thought we said that. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Mishnah, say that's the last day?
So he said two things. Again, the Mishnah quoted him as both. That's the problem we had. We said it's two. It's not enough according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we hold that one in our Mishnah.
How did we end up postuling like the one that says the first day as opposed to the last?
I'm not sure why that would be followed. That's what the Rashi brings out. So that's the Pasakalach. I'm not sure why, but it's a good question. Good question. Okay. We're almost there. We're going to be in the end. We're going to ask a question for you in Chutz Laretz. This is Gemara Khan. This is my, sorry. The Anan de Islan Treyomi Hechi Avdino. We who have 2 days of Yontif, what do we do now? We have two last days of Yontif. So when do we start? Amarav Matzkel Musafin, who posted Mincha Arbitz and Shachris. The Chos Musafin. Wild shot. He says, start, you start mentioning it, Musaf of the last day, first day. Then you stop mentioning it, Mincha, Marv, and Shachris. And you start again, Musaf the second day. Crazy. Armelu Shmuel says now, he says, Poku v'amrule la'abba. Go out and tell Abba, which is Rav. Go tell Rav. It doesn't make any sense, Pesach. Achar shasitzu kodesh taseh uchol. Once you treat the first day, meaning Musaf of the first day already, like it's kodesh, you can now treat that next mincha of the same day as a chol right now. You gotta stay consistent in that day. Elo, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says over here, if you want to start from the first Musaf, you can. But Matzav Musafin, Ube Mincha, continue on the first day. See Mincha to the end also. Do it also in Mincha. Uposek, and then take a break if you want for the next day, halachically. Arvus or Shachris, fine. And then, Bechozer Matzav Musafin, then you can go back and you can go out and start Musaf the second day. Also, the same thing. Now, Rav over here is, I'll read this part fast. I don't want to end off. I don't want to lose us before we end off. Rav Amar, Kevin Shitzchil Shuvin, Uposek. Rav says, no. Once you start the first day of the second day, as you start, you don't ever stop. Bechain Amar Rashatius, Kevin Shitzchil Shuvin, Uposek. When we start, you do not stop. But Rav, but even Rav took it back. Damar Chinanina, Charanel, Amar Rav, Mona, Esrim, Ve'echad, Yom. We should count 21 days. Derech Shemona, Asar Yamim, Rashon Yom Kippur. Just we count 10 days for Rashon Yom Kippur. We should have 21 days. Umatzchil. Now, if you want to sign up with me right after this, go back. I'll tell you the last line again, what it means, really. But that is the end of our Mishnah. Come back on it in 1 second so we can tell you what that meant.